Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to pitch something to Sam, but before I do, I want to give a final response to Joe, called in a very good question. And the question is the expense, if nothing else, of all these prosecutions of people and these investigations of people close to Trump. It's a staggering amount of money, and what can we do? And I've talked a little bit before about one of the things we can do is impose some of the costs of it in sentencing, although for a person of modest means, that's really doesn't have much effect. And for the people who have wealth, yes, but that doesn't begin to recoup the 700 prosecutions of people who are in the Capitol. But one of the things that does occur to me, and I think the Democrats could do a lot better job in messaging this, is you could put a price tag on all these investigations, and it would be in the billions of dollars with a B, and this is taxpayer money. This president is so frankly damaged. He is so, it's really an illness, a cancer, that what he has spawned fraud, violence, and overturning the rule of law. And if nothing else, it's cost these many billion dollars, and it's continuing to cost, you know, 20 million a month or whatever it is. And that's taxpayer money. That's taxpayer money. For instance, part of the attack on Gableman and Voss, and what they're doing is Gableman's getting 11 grand a month of taxpayer money to do nothing, literally go around and lie about the election, but do nothing. And his staff, his anonymous staff, get 20 grand a month, all Republicans. The Republicans are paying themselves 31 grand a month out of your money to do nothing. Well, what's happening at the federal level is billions have been spent and will likely be spent on all these investigations, and the damage, not just, it's not just to our economy, but it's not fair to use tax dollars when you have essentially a criminal enterprise. This is just an overgrown criminal enterprise, and that has got to get out in a lot more effective way than we have. So thanks very much. Sam, I want to bounce something off you. Overnight, there were some headlines, and yesterday, is there a headline or two that struck your eye, especially local or state, that we should respond to?
Yeah, definitely, Matt. Thanks for asking. I was reading an article here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that I thought I would love to get your thoughts on about the whole Milwaukee public school dismantling and the whole expansion of the private schools. As of Friday, Democratic Governor Tony Evers vetoed legislation that would have dramatically overhauled education in Wisconsin, not just Milwaukee, making children eligible to receive taxpayer-funded private school vouchers regardless of their household income. So it would allow a lot more of people to get into the public school or the private schools rather than the public schools. And parents would have been able to sue school districts for violations of new parental bill of rights under another bill Evers vetoed as well. And then I also saw that the Shorewood High School here in Milwaukee had a walkout this last Thursday protesting college tuition prices, as well as calling for Biden to kind of get going on his promise to eliminate student debt. So I was hoping to get your thoughts on those headlines, Matt.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. And so I'm going to give them to you because those are very important things. First of all, Evers has done a good job vetoing. He vetoed more than 40 voting restriction bills that the Republicans put in to make it very difficult to vote. And along with their gerrymandered districts would ensure, frankly, just their own party's power for a long time. And what Evers did on that was not try to put in anybody's advantage, but just stick up for your right to vote. So what you're describing now is a second wave of these bills on education. And I'm going to give very briefly my thoughts on it because they're vital. Ultimately, the future of this country are people, young people, and the future of the country depends on their education. First of all, on vouchers and charter schools. Vouchers and charter schools have done a good job in Milwaukee and in Racine and in some areas. There are a number of youngsters who are in schools that are not performing, and there's wide support in Milwaukee and Racine and elsewhere for charter schools and voucher schools, simply because these are people that come from populations that have been segregated, been very, very badly treated, and they are given various options to have a different kind of educational experience. So there it's worked. And you know, these charter schools, for instance, one is sponsored by UWM. One might be sponsored by a bunch of CEOs who put their own money into it as well. And they have the good of the kids at heart. Now, what Evers vetoed was extending that statewide and making us an educational system that basically is a voucher system. You get a certain amount of money each year from the state, and no matter whether you are Bill Gates's kid or whether you are a poor man's kid or an orphan's kid or an orphan, and you can spend it anywhere you want. That's not a good idea for a couple of reasons. It's very appropriate to send kids to private schools if you want to, but if you have the means to pay for it, you should pay for it. The public shouldn't pay for it, number one. Number two, public schools perform a wonderful service and are one of the reasons for the rise of our middle class, because they teach kids of all backgrounds, ethnicities, income levels, faiths, and put them all together, and everybody sees that the others are human beings. In other countries, there is very rigid segregation by tribe, by ethnicity, by religion, and it's almost mandatory by the state. And what that does is it balkanizes a society. So I'm a strong supporter of public schools, and I think that the present system, where you have charter schools and voucher schools for some very good reasons in areas where there have been tremendous segregation, has worked very well. But to extend it statewide, regardless of income, it was a bad idea. Evers vetoed it. And the other thing is this business of suing schools and suing teachers, like in Florida, if they say something that you think involves critical race theory, they say, we want you to read Martin Luther King's speeches, and you sue them. Or in Texas, if you hear a woman's going to have an abortion and you just stick your nose in and sue her for 10 grand. People don't understand lawyers. Lawyers are out there looking for clients. They really are. If you get in a car accident that's publicly reported on the police log, you'll get 17 letters within the week offering to represent you. People pursue opportunities. There'll be a whole bar that will rise up to sue school teachers, to sue schools. And then they'll, quote, settle, end quote, for, quote, attorney's fees, end quote, i.e. their fees. So it was a terrible idea. It was a terrible idea when it applied, in even worse in Florida, where if you even mention something like that they say is critical race theory, even if it isn't, and it's not taught in Wisconsin, you have to hire lawyers. Get lawyers out of education. I'm saying that as a lawyer. Get lawyers out of education. They have no part in education or medicine, no part whatsoever. With regard to some of the other things, breaking up MPS, I mean, my God, the Republican Party doesn't like Milwaukee. It's not just that they don't give Milwaukee its fair allocation of state resources. Milwaukee sends $400 million in tax revenue a year to Madison and gets a little over half back. And everybody shouts, well, Milwaukee is a drain. Milwaukee's not a drain. Milwaukee's the financial engine and the cultural engine of the state. So to have these clowns divided up and impose their will, let's leave that to professional educators, not to Voss. And then the final thing is, on the Shorewood students, on the forgiveness of student loans, you don't want something like that, regardless of income. You really don't. These are kids. I think it's great. I mean, when I was a kid, everybody goes running out demonstrating about a lot of things. But Biden is working on one that is, I hope, means test related, and is oriented towards people who really need it. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.